waiting outside the lines. I believe in coloring outside the lines, letting yourself define what your picture will look like, taking charge of the color pencil in your hand, and adventuring outside of the little black line that many of us are afraid to cross. I believe that we should not let another person's idea of how a picture should look keep us confined and trapped between two lines. I believe in not being afraid of how people will view your picture because you decided to color outside of the lines. Many people conform to the shape of the line, of the little line that should be colored in, and never color outside of it, fearing what others might think if they show how they truly believe their picture should look. I was one of those people. Before my sophomore year of high school, I would always stay within the lines, too scared to show others how I really thought my picture should look because I didn't want people to judge me. Throughout middle school and freshman year of high school, I was accused of being gay. It was not as if I was teased every day, but every once in a while I would hear someone say that they thought I was gay, which is not true. Most people's reasons for believing I was gay were that my voice was too high or my handwriting was too girly. Apparently, guys cannot have nice handwriting. Due to the comments, I constantly cared what other people thought of me and feared being called gay. So I decided I would color inside the lines and try to act cool and hang out with the cool people. All that changed, though, when I realized that I should not be ashamed of coloring outside the lines and showing people the true me. When I dragged that color pencil outside the line, I felt a spark. It was a spark that compelled me to keep coloring outside the lines without hesitating. I forgot all my worries and fears. Anyway, why should I care what others think of my picture? It only matters what I think. My picture is beautiful. It depicts a smart and strange boy who loves his friends and family, makes mistakes all the time, tries to speak his mind, and always tries to respect other people's pictures. It has vibrant colors that show my desire to be famous one day, my love for scary movies, and my love for God. It also has dark colors that show my fears of being rejected, my flaws such as judging too quickly, and my worries about growing up and losing touch with my best friends. It also has blank spaces for the events in my life that are still to come. My picture is beautiful, no matter how others view it, and it all started when I decided to color outside the lines. Everyone has a line. Some lines may seem thick and impossible to break out of, while other lines are easily broken. Some people may have more than one line to cross and have a harder time coloring outside of the line. Sadly, some people never color outside the lines and keep themselves confined to the outline shape, always living in fear of the opinions of others. I was able to color outside of my lines, and I am thankful for it. I hope everyone will one day be able to color outside of their lines because their lives are waiting outside of the lines, yearning to be lived to the fullest potential. I believe in coloring outside the lines.